You're listening to For the Show We Go Baseball Podcast.
All right, so first spring training, NRI. What did it feel like for you? How was spring training for you as a whole now that you're past it into the season?
I feel like there's a lot of positives I can take from the spring training I had, the camp I had. I feel like I did really well. There were a couple outings where, you know, like my command wasn't there, and that's really all on me. And like knowing that the controllables are something I can control in that, and then building off of that and minimizing damage is what I need to do. But there's a lot of positives that I did. I mean, I was throwing strikes, and when I was good, I was good. So like it felt like I was back to my old self and ready to just attack it in that way.
So I talked to you a little after the season, and obviously we already kind of debriefed on last year. You were the first one to say, you're like, last year didn't go how you wanted it to go. So now you're in the 24. You got the big league camp out of the way. What kind of things did you take from big league camp that you're going to take into this season?
You know, just the confidence that the org had in me to just, especially after the season, I had the confidence the org had in me to be like, hey, like we still want you here in big league camp. And, you know, that gave me the confidence to, and, like, it wants me to work harder, you know, like put myself in the best position that I can to help, you know, the Blue Sox win, and then if I get the call to help the Red Sox win, like I feel like I have the ability to do that wherever I'm at, wherever I'm pitching. So, you know, just being me and to my purest form and having confidence in that.
So, I know I probably asked you as well when I talked to you this offseason, but have your goals or anything that you want to accomplish in 24, have they changed at all with having the NRI and actually pitching pretty successfully for the most part?
No, I mean, like we said in big league camp, keep the main thing. So going forward, the main thing is to get guys out, throw strikes, and, you know, win the ball game. So, you know, just keeping that the main thing is like what resonated with me the most. And, you know, the main thing is to win ball games, whether I'm in Worcester or whether I'm in Boston.
And how cold was it getting up here compared to being in Texas yesterday?
It was actually kind of chilly in Texas. It was like 50 degrees. They had the roof open, but the sun was 90 degrees up on us. So like it was hot, but it was cold. So but getting in last night at 12 o'clock, it was raining. It was 35 degrees. I didn't have my hoodie on, so it felt good though, because like, you know, they turn the freaking AC off whenever you get off the plane. So when the plane parts, turn the AC off, so we're in there sweating, but. No, it's. She's good. It doesn't matter.
What was it like getting into a game at Globe?
It was awesome. You know, it's a one of a kind stadium. It's obviously the nicest stadium I've ever been in. Family was there. You know, it was good. Like I got to some people that I have in my family haven't got to see me pitch in X amount of years because I'm in the Northeast. They got to see me pitch and. You know, it was really just like a good reset going from Fort Myers to Texas, being able to be home and seeing my family and then heading back north and getting ready to go.
All right, so final question before I let you go here. It's also going to stem from spring training. You get to be around a lot of the big league guys, even a guy like Zach Kelly as well, who's got a lot of big league experience. What was it like, I guess, just getting to share the locker room with them for pretty much the entire spring?
You know, it's awesome. You know, like this spring was a lot different than last spring, in my opinion. Like just like the team events that were taking place. Like we had like the closest to the pin challenge. We had PFP challenges. Like it was just like it was good bonding. Like not bonding, but building team chemistry and, you know, getting that group of guys really to click within a month and be a family, because like a lot of the guys have been there, you know, like they know each other well, but like just growing their relationships is what I took away from it. And, you know, I was able to build some better relationships with guys I haven't really got to talk to before, and, you know, like that's what it was really based on. And I mean, it was awesome. Like the vibes were awesome.